with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman's boys under 14 national team is tightening preparations ahead of their regional assignment in the Dominican Republic later this month at the 2026 CFU U14 Boys Challenge Series. The squad will line up in Tier 2 Group B, facing Antigua and Barbuda, Dominica, and the Turks and Caicos Islands. All matches will be staged in Punta Cana. Head coach Claudio Garcia says the program's progress goes far beyond wins and losses.
I think it's important people realize that success is not only about scoring one or two or three or winning or losing. That's not about success at a certain point. Of course, when we reach the elite level and the high performance level, it's all about performance. I understand that. But at our level, and we doing a lot of work that it's very important to people know, is that the youth national teams from the Cayman Islands, boys and girls, are doing amazing. League B, Tier 2, for a small country like ours, is a huge step.
Cayman opens group play at 9 a.m. on Sunday, August 16th against Antigua and Barbuda. They return to the pitch the following day at 12:30 p.m. versus Turks and Caicos Islands before closing out the group on August 19th at 8:30 a.m. against Dominica. This year's CFU U14 Challenge Series features 28 teams across Tier 1 and Tier 2. In the 2024 edition, Barbados claimed the Tier 2 title, edging Bermuda 4-3 on penalties after a scoreless draw in regulation. Cayman's first-timers made an impressive debut at the U23 3x3 Caribbean Cup, with the entire Cayman Storm men's team stepping into the format for the very first time and coming away with a bronze medal in stop two. Storm guard Josh Barrett says the experience was intense but rewarding.
Congratulations on bronze, and it's your first time together as a team playing in 3x3. What's that moment like for you guys? How do you feel?
It was really thrilling just getting that new wave of contact. A lot of us haven't got that much contact since we went away for school, and like, we didn't expect it coming back home. We thought we were going to just sit under the tree, but like, the tree fell on us and we had to get it over. So that was really good.
What do you think of 3x3? Do you like it?
I love the physicality. I love like the quick pace it makes. It focuses on quick decisions and playing through contact, and that's what I love about basketball. And it forces you to make winning plays down the stretch when a team really needs it, and you have to just rely on your brother, and your brother. So.
Yeah.
That's
awesome.
Really it.
I like that. And what did you think of your three other teammates that you had today?
My three other teammates, they gave me more than I really expected.
They were relentless.
I thought, for example, Griff was going to shoot the lights out. He guarded the ball really, really well. He played help side well. He talked on defense. Liam, same. He gave me tough buckets when we needed it. He was being a leader in the huddles. And Jordan did his thing. Defense, big-time rebounds. Like, every play mattered. And like, when it mattered, they got it done.
All Cayman teams finished on the podium, a strong sign for the future of the national 3x3 program. And the Consen Caba president, Patrick Haynes, recently visited the island for the second 3x3 Caribbean Cup basketball tournament. Radio Cayman's intern, Hannah Jackson, has more details on his visit.
Mr. Haynes' visit to the island was particularly interesting as it gave the opportunity to examine the growth of 3x3 basketball in the Caribbean following last year's tournament in the Bahamas.
A year ago, I would like to say we planted a seed, and this second edition is us here watering that seed, more or less building on what we have initially started within the Caribbean.
He expresses that the evolution of 3x3 basketball allows the opportunity to discover new young talent within the region through the connection of various basketball federations.
So me being here, it's commitment to some of the smaller Caribbean federations, letting them know that FIBA is behind them, step by step or hand in hand, yeah. Making sure that our presence is here. We're seeing what they're doing, yes. Acknowledging what they're doing, and now finding ways to support them. Awesome. And growing the sport.
3x3 not only allows for the growth of players, but further allows for the development of coaches, officials, and managers. Hosting tournaments like the Caribbean Cup aids in that development greatly.
I like to think of it as three pillars. Youth development of both of our coaches and our officiating, both referees and table officials. And then the third part would have been our 3x3 managers. All three of them have an important role to play to grow the sport. So having the experts here teaching them, I think this is the opportunity for not just the Cayman Islands, but it's an opportunity you can roll this out to the rest of the Caribbean. Yeah.
There is no doubt that with the growth and development of the 3x3 basketball format, opportunities for more basketball in the Caribbean will open up.
You know, one of the things that the Secretary General of FIBA mentioned was within the Caribbean, we have unique opportunities to bring the sport to the people instead of people coming to the sport.
Reporting for Radio Cayman Sports, this is Hannah Jackson.
Thank you, Hannah. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.